WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people who are not Texas A&M students were arrested during last night's appearance by Richard Spencer. UPD Lieutenant Alan Barone says both arrests were outside the Memorial Student Center. One was charged with assaulting a public servant, interfering with public duties, and evading detention. The other was charged with evading detention and resisting arrest. The Bryan City Council has given preliminary approval on what was considered an unusual rezoning. Before a new church is built, a community park will be created. That resulted in Living Hope Baptist Church seeking a planned development district. Pastor Eric F.G. told the Planning and Zoning Commission last month the congregation wanted to do first something for the community.
This is why we have chosen to take this direction, to build a community-type park, having a multi-purpose field, a covered pavilion where we could play basketball, a walking trail, a play area for children.
Councilman Ruben Marine endorsed the project while he was still a PNZ member.
Growing up in that area, I think that land has been undeveloped and empty for the past, as long as I can remember, 25, 30 years. I don't think anything's ever been there. So it's great to see some development.
The 9 acres of undeveloped land is on Beeson, which is north of Carson and west of College. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced 6 nonprofits have received grants from non-restricted funds.
Our goal is to advance community giving, to support important quality of life issues, and provide essential funding that's necessary to sustain the nonprofit organizations within our 7-county area.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling also announced they will honor 3 people at the organization's tribute luncheon. Next April's luncheon will recognize Texas A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair, Celia Good-Haddock of University Title Company, and Larry Hodges of Copy Corner and Double Dave's Pizza Works. A list of the grant recipients is online at WTAW.com. A College Station man on probation for possessing methamphetamine when he was arrested in August on the same charge is now accused of possessing contraband in the Brazos County Jail.
According to the arrest report from the Sheriff's Office, detention officers were tipped last Friday about someone from the outside making a drop-off. Deputies on Monday monitored a woman placing a sack behind a dumpster near the jail's loading dock, followed by an inmate putting the sack in his jail uniform. Inside the sack was described as a large amount of loose smoking tobacco and 4 cans of snuff. The inmate, 22-year-old Tyler Leon Davis, told investigators how he delivered the contraband to other inmates. The district attorney's office will decide whether additional arrests are made. A second inmate told investigators it was the 4th time he had tobacco smuggled into the jail, where he traded that for items from the jail's commissary. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The first Bryan City Council workshop with a new mayor and 2 new councilmen began with making appointments to various boards and committees. There was some levity yesterday as Mike Sutherland asked Andrew Nelson to continue serving as the city's liaison to the water board.
Now, that's an ad hoc kind of thing. That's not in writing anywhere that the mayor appointed me to do that.
You're not officially waterboarding anyone, no?
No.
Okay.
I could.
Just making sure.
I could, though.
It's always unofficial when we waterboard.
So I'd like to stay on that.
Okay.
That's a lot of detail.
Final action on the appointments will come next month. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 46 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's going out on the air, does it?
No.
Well, let's try this.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Morning sunshine will give way to afternoon cloudiness. Temperatures will make their way up to about 60 to 65 today. We'll have clouds across the region overnight. Temperatures will fall back to about 50, and there may even be a shower by sunrise. Clouds, scattered showers, 50 tomorrow morning, cooler through the day. Tomorrow night, lows near 30 under mostly cloudy skies, then partly sunny in 45 to 50 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll look at some of the awards and special teams honors awarded to various Aggie athletes. Meanwhile, Baylor's found their new head coach. We'll take a look at the details on that story. And in the NBA, the Spurs remain the only undefeated team on the road. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wait a minute. There are no words. I mean, there's no singing.
It's weird. It was only coming out of one side.
I don't know what that's about.
I heard it.
You could hear him singing?
Yeah.
I could hear the music in one side and the words in the other.
Oh. Dang. All right.
I don't know what's going on.
Somebody messed with a lot of stuff.
I know. That's the truth. All right. So let's
Christmas
see.
Song I know you're going to love.
Okay.
Would you welcome our Melissa Lynn?
Here's Melissa Lynn. Hey, Melissa. Sing for us. Here we go. Yeah. She doesn't have any front teeth. Wow.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth.
She doesn't have any front teeth.
If I could only wear my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Well, if she had her two front teeth, what would she want them for Christmas?
So there you go. All right. That's enough of that. All right, in the meantime, so staying healthy, good thing. Running marathons or half marathons, good thing.
Crazies.
Unless a Florida woman became lost during a half marathon trail run.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, found past nightfall after wandering around a 25,000-acre park for nearly 12 hours. Melissa Kitcher was in good spirits after being found on Sunday evening. She said she made a wrong turn more than 3 miles into the 13.1-mile run.
I would say so.
Yeah. Marathon race director said that he had no idea that she was still out on the trail until her husband came up late Sunday afternoon and said, "Where's my wife?" Deputies began searching for her. Her phone had frozen up. She said she wasn't worried. She knew somebody would come find her out there in the woods.
At least she kept the positive attitude.
Well, if you just do it on a treadmill, you won't get lost.
That's true.
Do that.
That's true.
It keeps track and that kind of thing.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
And you can watch the Food Network while you're on the treadmill.
Her husband's going, "Man, I thought she would have been finished by now."
Yeah, I know she's slow, but
a long marathon.
New into this thing, but nonetheless.
But no, you're right. I don't think a lot of people have gotten off of a treadmill and gone, "Wait, where am I?"
Yeah, maybe a little lightheaded, but that's it.
Take 5 Oil Change is now open at 111 Southwest Parkway East in College Station and 1621 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. At Take 5, the service is fast and the technicians are friendly. Stop by and experience the oil change that makes you smile today. You stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil in just minutes. Take 5 wants to help get your car ready for holiday travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Good morning, 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Pearl Harbor Day. It's December 7th.
Yeah.
And we got a big wing ding going on over at the Bushatorium later on.
Yeah,
today.
And I know Bill Oliver's going to be out there, so we'll have some audio from that, hopefully. Yeah.
Super dandy. It's Cotton Candy Day.
Ooh, hey.
I'm not a big cotton candy fan.
Well, you know, the deal is cotton candy has become... You used to be the fun is to watch them put it on the stick, like at a carnival or something, because it takes a kind of special machine to do that. And it is. It's something that you would normally get at a special occasion, like at a fair or a circus or something like that. But, you know, now they've got it in bags.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they have the clear plastic bags, and they even have the, like, potato chip foil bag thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of cool when you're a kid because it disappears in your mouth and it feels weird, I'm kind of over it.
Well, and what else do you do with it? Okay,
and it turns your mouth funny color.
It does.
And it makes your teeth hurt.
Yeah, and then you've got that pointy thing left, and what are you going to do with that, right? Mm-hmm. The little thing that you...
Stab just, your brother.
There okay, that would work. But anyhow, so there it is. And it's letter writing day.
Okay.
That's not bad, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, actually get a writing instrument and a piece of paper and actually write something to somebody. How would that be? I think that's what they mean as opposed to just taking one letter from the alphabet and writing it. So.
Gotcha.
All right. Let's do birthdays.
Birthdays. We got Nicholas Holt. He's 27. He plays Beast in the new X-Men movies, and he's been in a couple other things. Emily Browning is 28. She's been in some movies as well, including Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. That was a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
She's been in some stuff since then. Aaron Carter.
Hey.
Former pop star there.
Candy.
Yeah.
I have the biggest crush.
And he's been on Dancing with the Stars recently.
Was he really?
Oh, wow.
He's 29 today. Jack Houston is 34. He played Richard Harrow on Boardwalk Empire and did a great job. Let's see. Jennifer Carpenter is 37. She played Dexter's sister on Dexter. Sarah Bareilles, 37.
Oh, love song.
Love song, yeah. Terrell Owens is 43, or Terrell, however you want to say it.
43?
Yeah, 43,
wow.
Right?
Is he still playing?
I don't know. Is he still playing?
That's old.
It is, yeah.
For an NFL player. Yeah.
At one point was considered one of the best wide receivers in the league, though, you know. C. Thomas Howell. Pony Boy.
Oh, yeah.
He's 50 today.
Okay.
Jeffrey Wright is 51. He was in Hunger Games, also on Boardwalk Empire.
What character was he in Hunger Games?
He was Beatty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Larry Bird is 60, of course.
Wow.
Priscilla Barnes is 61. She was from Three's Company. She took over after Suzanne Summers left.
Uh-huh.
Tom Waits, 67.
Oh, yeah. You know it's him.
That's right.
Yeah, after three words, you go, oh, it's Tom Waits,
And, of course, and also Heath Ledger, apparently, that amazing role as the Joker that he played was apparently modeled after Tom Waits, an interview he did.
Didn't know that.
Hmm. Yeah. Johnny Bench is 69, Hall of Fame catcher. Yeah.
See, Blue Emu, is that what he's hawking now?
I think so,
yeah. Some pain cream or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Ellen Burstyn is 84. Oh. She was Linda Blair's mom in The Exorcist.
There you go. All right. 618.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The pathetic effort by the left for a vote recount in Wisconsin seems to be backfiring on them, as the recount thus far has shown that Donald Trump gained even more votes in the battleground state. So after Jill Stein, supported, of course, by Hillary, wasted $3 million for the recount, Town Hall reports that by the end of the fifth day, and after more than 1 million votes were recounted, Trump grew his lead by over two dozen votes. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, the recount going on there, the Daily Caller reports, according to an election official in Philadelphia County, the largest county in the state, Clinton netted five votes after its final computations. Another official from the Board of Elections in the second largest city, Allegheny County, where the city of Pittsburgh is located, well, they told the Daily Caller that no numbers changed. Well, Donald Trump was right to call this a total and complete scam.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, gift yourself and impress your guests this holiday season with brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. I've been telling you about Blinds.com for months, and there's never been a better time to try them out. Right now, they're having one of their biggest sales of the year, and for a limited time, you'll save up to 25% off site-wide when you go to Blinds.com and just use the promo code Hannity. Plus, you'll receive a $50 Home Depot e-gift card on qualifying orders while supplies last. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity, rules and restrictions apply. All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, You can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,500. $5.95 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Energy Transfer Partners, a company behind the embattled Dakota Access Pipeline, is continuing to pursue a court challenge to force the Obama administration to approve completion of the project instead of counting on a better reception from Donald Trump. The company turned to a federal judge for a permit to finish the job after the federal government ruled against the controversial pipeline. Sony will release as many as 6 smartphone games in the year, starting in April, in the hope of replicating the success of console rival Nintendo's Pokemon Go. The upcoming titles will free up some of Sony's popular gaming franchises, such as Everybody's Golf, from PlayStation consoles to Apple's iOS and Google's Android mobile platform. Another building in New York City has received landmark status, the former Citicorp Center, including one of the most recognizable skyscrapers in the city, a 59-story tower with a slanted roof. The designation brings the total number of individual landmarks in East Midtown area to 50. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at Bush Events at Bush 41.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844-RVs-4U. Again, that's 844-RVs-4U. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
It's the holiday season and a lot of people have their favorite Christmas movie. Maybe I'll do a bit of info about favorite Christmas movies a little later on. But one of my favorites is...
It's that time!
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. But how much did all those lights that Clark Griswold used actually cost? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Clark Griswold dressed his house in 25,000 lights. That would have cost a ton, right? Well, a real estate website actually figured out how much it would cost in each state. And they did it for both incandescent lights, which Clark used, and LED lights, which are a lot more common these days. What's crazy is the difference. Now, it's worth mentioning also, they did it per month, assuming that 1 month is about how long you should have your lights up. The most expensive state? Hawaii, where an incandescent display would cost you $7,552. The LEDs would set you back $86. What an incredible margin of difference. Alaska is second at $5,656.65 for the LEDs. The cheapest state is Louisiana. $2,582 is all it would cost you to use the incandescent light bulbs, where $30 is what it would cost you for the LEDs. Now, where's Texas on the list? Pretty close to the bottom, believe it or not. 25,000 incandescent bulbs would run you $3,019, where the LEDs would only run you $35. So, if you're looking to out-Griswold your neighbors this Christmas, I would suggest going with the LEDs. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Good morning, 627, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. You know, the temp was supposed to be pretty nice yesterday, but it was kind of an uncomfortable 60 because it got cloudy and a little chilly. This is what we got today. They'll look for possibility, slight possibility of showers before 3 o'clock this afternoon. Get up to 64 degrees is what they're telling us. Winds will be northwest, about 5, then becoming southerly in the afternoon. I know. Then tonight, 42 will be our low, and then tomorrow we'll only get to 44, but the temperatures will start falling, and it's going to be windy, too. We'll be probably down to about 40 by 5 o'clock. North winds around 15, gusting up to 25. And then Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, we've got a, looks like a freeze probably, around 29 degrees or so. 47 with some sunshine finally on Friday, and it'll be cooled down near freezing on Friday night. As far as Saturday is concerned, still a little bit of sunshine, 57. And then Saturday night, 53 is our low, and we have showers back in the forecast. So we'll see. Right now, the winds are calm. 96% relative humidity. You may find a little fog out there this morning, and we've got 46 degrees.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C.
There's a simple but very effective trick that will prevent you from spending money you've socked away in your savings account. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving. To both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Money plays an important and sometimes confusing role in our lives. In a fascinating experiment with wine,
they put people in a brain scanner and they fed them some wine through a straw, probably not the best way of drinking wine. And then sometimes they told them it was a $90 bottle of wine, and other times they told them it cost only $5.
Claudia Hammond, author of the book Mind Over Money.
People not only said that they liked the wine that they thought was expensive better, but their brains actually liked it better as well. So there was more activity in the reward centers of the brains when they thought the wine was expensive. So they actually were enjoying it more if they thought it was expensive.
Here's a helpful trick. If you want to save money and not touch it, put it in a bank that sounds geographically far away.
Because even though you can just get that money online, it feels as if it's further away. So anything that makes the money feel less accessible and more of a bother to get means people are likely to leave it there for longer. So in a way, you can trick yourself.
And here's some great advice about friends and money.
Paying friends for favors is not a good idea, because the moment you do that, it reframes their nice piece of altruism as a financial transaction. Whereas if you just thank them for doing the lovely thing and then maybe buy them a present later, you know, not money, but a present, then everything will work much better and it doesn't bring money into the friendship.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M police report two arrests were made last night outside the Memorial Student Center during an appearance by Richard Spencer. Lieutenant Alan Barone says neither is an A&M student. One was arrested for assault of a public servant, interfering with public duties, and resisting arrest. The second person was charged with resisting arrest and evading detention. Names were not available last night, but Barone says both were not students. Barone says agencies joining UPD for Spencer's appearance in the university's Aggies United event at Kyle Field were Bryan and College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Brazos County Constables, the Department of Public Safety, and agents with the local FBI office. Yesterday's Bryan City Council's first full meeting with new Mayor Andrew Nelson included some lighter moments as the group led off with a discussion of who will be appointed to city boards and committees.
We're all good with everybody. That's nice. See? At what point this gender are we going to sing Kumbaya?
Probably at the end of the
Okay, day. Wonderful.
Nelson encouraged Ben Hardiman to be the city's representative on the board of the Research Valley Partnership.
Really,
it's
I'd rather have you on the RVP board, unless you don't want that additional responsibility.
Okay. Well, I think you'd do a great job on it. It's a workshop, right? So we don't have to have a motion just yet.
So you
got we'll get that worked out.
Okay.
Nelson, who recently stepped down as co-chairman of the RVP's Talent Initiative Committee, pointed out he has never been on the executive board of the Economic Development Agency. A new Bryan Church congregation has received preliminary approval by the city council to rezone land where a community park will be developed before a church is built. Planning Department Manager Martin Zimmerman told the council why the church requested a planned development district.
And this particular congregation has perhaps not the means at this particular point in time to build a church facility, but would like to get started on other facilities associated with their faith that they would like to install here. So in order to be able to comply with zoning regulations, we felt like it was the best way to pursue this planned development district option.
Pastor Eric FG of Living Hope Baptist Church spoke last month before the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approving rezoning 9 acres on Beeson, which is north of Carson and west of College.
Why we desire to have a place for us as a church to come together for us and what we're trying to do, we see it as more important that this community come together and that we come alongside them.
The community park will include a covered pavilion for basketball, a multi-purpose field, a walking trail, and a play area for children. One arrest has been made and more are possible after the Brazos County Sheriff's Office learned tobacco products have been smuggled into the jail.
According to the arrest report, a detention officer reviewing inmate phone calls found out last Friday about a scheduled delivery to what was nicknamed Granny's House. That led to investigators watching Monday afternoon's drop-off near the jail's loading dock, where an inmate working in the kitchen went outside and put a sack inside his jail uniform. When the inmate re-entered the jail, he was detained and the sack was seized, containing what was described as a large amount of loose smoking tobacco and four cans of snuff. 22-year-old Tyler Leon Davis of College Station was arrested for possessing the contraband. Davis is in jail after his arrest on possessing methamphetamine while he was on probation for the same crime. Investigators learned from a second inmate who has not been arrested that this was the fourth time he organized a drop-off. He said he traded the tobacco for items from the jail commissary. Investigators have also interviewed but have not arrested the person from the outside who made the drop-off. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Somerville man is headed to prison after admitting to drunk driving for the fourth time. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 41-year-old Eric Stewart had a blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit at .304 when he was stopped by Bryan Police last March. Stewart, who was sentenced to 5 years, faced between 2 and 20 years because he served time for a DWI conviction 3 years ago. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has selected its honorees for its annual tribute luncheon.
People that make a difference. They share their time and their talents and resources with this community, and as a result, we are very blessed.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling says next April's luncheon will recognize Celia Good-Haddock of University Title, Larry Hodges of Coffee Corner and Double Dave's Pizza Works, and Texas A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair. Gerling also announced community grants being awarded to six nonprofits.
We're all about helping individuals and families and businesses personalize their giving by creating endowed funds that provide perpetual funding sources to benefit nonprofits and charities and faith communities and societal needs here within the community.
A list of the grant recipients is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 46 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we've been proudly serving the Brazos Valley for 80 years. And this December, we're celebrating that service and the joy of the holidays with our Magic of Christmas event. We invite you to join us for a free day of merriment that includes refreshments, holiday activities, music, crafts, warm clothing drive, a visit from Kris Kringle himself, and more. It's all happening Saturday, December the 10th at the Brazos County Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit chistjoseph.org for more details.
Bubba Dixon here. When you're decorating for the holidays this year, make sure you remember to add some holiday cheer to one very important area, your driveway. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we've got a huge selection of nearly 200 shiny new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs to brighten your spot and to lift your spirits this holiday season. Take all the hassle out of holiday shopping at tomlight.com, where you can search and shop in no time at all. And with the most competitive internet pricing around, you can deck out your driveway with all the bells and whistles and still put some jingle back in your pocket. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972 all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas from Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
6:39. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sun to start the day off, but as the day goes on, we'll start to cloud in. Temperatures today up to about 60 to 65. Lots of cloudiness for tonight, becoming breezy overnight. Lows near 50. Towards morning, there could be a shower. Few showers are possible tomorrow. We'll be turning colder during the day. A morning high of 50. Temperatures go down much of the day tomorrow. And looking ahead to Friday, we're partly sunny. Highs will be 45 to near 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Baylor has named former Temple coach Matt Rhule their new head football coach. Meanwhile, we'll take a look forward to the Aggie men's basketball game tonight as they take on Denver at Reed Arena. And in the NBA, the Spurs' victory over Minnesota last night extends their road game win streak to 13 games. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. It's 6:40, and so the president spoke at a military base yesterday in Florida, talking about what a fine job he had done. He just, you know, patting himself on the back a little bit just so that he could talk about how he had, or during his administration.
Not to toot my own horn.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I did a great job.
Yeah. he can do that. Here we go.
We build up our military.
Oh, no, that's not.
No, I was like, oh,
wait
yeah.
a minute. President-elect. What's his name? That's Let me see. Guy, yeah. I thought that was, oh, here's POTUS. All right, here's the president.
Since taking office, the president has increased America's reliance on special forces to address extremist threats with a limited U.S. footprint. The president touted that effort at MacDill Air Force Base and also his continued reliance on drones to defeat ISIS.
Drone strikes allow us to deny terrorists a safe haven without airstrikes, which are less precise, or invasions that are much more likely to kill innocent civilians as well as American service members.
The speech at the headquarters for U.S. Special Operations Command was the president's final opportunity to thank special operators for their efforts at taking on ISIS and keeping America safe. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, that's it. Then there's that other guy.
We build up our military not as an act of aggression, but as an act of prevention. We pursue and build up arms not in order to seek conflict, but in order to avoid conflict. We want to be strong. In short, we seek peace through strength.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. That's it.
Peace
is that,
through
is that,
strength.
Is that red meat for all those folks out there? I'm telling you. He said exactly what they wanted to hear.
That's right.
And, you know, he talked about Mad Dog, of course.
Mad Dog.
Yeah. Now, the other thing he mentioned was that, well, to accomplish our goals, we must reject the failed approaches of the past. We must move past the tired conventional thinking in Washington, D.C. Our brave men and women are the first line of defense against radical Islamic terrorism.
He used the phrase.
He did. Yeah, he'll do it. Words that some people don't like to say.
Oh.
Yeah, so there.
Imagine that.
And while you're at it, that damn airplane's going to cost too much.
I yeah. heard about that, yeah.
You know? And it's interesting. Of course, he wants people to listen to him, but not literally, because he has no idea. I mean, it's the money's crazy. It is crazy, but it's monopoly money. The deal is that, you know, they were going to build two of these Air Force Ones, Boeing, and he says, Boeing is building a brand new 747 Air Force One for future president, but its cost is out of control, more than $4 billion. Cancel the order. That's what he tweeted. Of course, we don't know all the gear that needs to be in that airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they're apparently very early in negotiations, and they're going to, you know, look, they'll shave off $2 million and everybody will be fine. And
right.
Then Trump can go, look what I did. I made them lower the price.
But, hey, I like the idea of saving the 2 cents
oh,
in
sure.
my paycheck.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, that'll be a wonderful idea. Now, as far as Boeing's concerned, when he tweeted this out, their shares dropped more than 1%. But by the end of the day, it was up higher than it was in the opening. So in the stock market, it didn't make any difference either. And also, they're expected to announce that Boeing is going to announce a big deal with Qatar on Friday. That's worth several billion dollars in airliners that they'll be building.
Oh,
so
wow. Isn't that funny about the stock market, though, is that Trump will say something and it'll just tank for like 3 minutes
yep.
and then it'll just skyrocket.
Yep.
It's like
exactly.
everybody's like, oh, no, he said something.
Yep.
Oh, wait, it's not so bad.
That's why Donald Trump sold all of his stock holdings in June. Yep. Jason Miller, his aide, made the revelation in a conference call being asked about Trump's holdings in Boeing, a company that the president-elect criticized because of the Air Force One deal. Trump's most recent disclosure forms that as of May, he owned between $50,000 and $100,000 in stock in Boeing,
which earned him yearly dividends of between $1,000 and $2,500. But again, he sold all that, so there. In the meantime, let's see. Now, he's going to go to Ohio State. He's not even the president, and he's going to go to Ohio State. He's going to meet with police and paramedics and you know, talk to the people about that entire situation that happened there. He's not the president. Where's the president?
And the president hasn't done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. By the way. Mm. Now, did you see Japan's prime minister plans to take a trip to Pearl Harbor later this month?
I did. Yeah. Oh, was it later this month?
Yes,
or?
Not today.
Okay.
But obviously today is the anniversary.
Oh, I think it was the mayor. There was like a Japanese mayor who was supposed to maybe go today.
Okay.
Of the hometown or whatever.
This guy is going to go, and I think he's supposed to confer peace upon the souls of the people at Pearl Harbor, I think is the words that they use, which is a little bit unusual. But and the deal is, see, the president went to Hiroshima last year, so this is kind of the return.
Here, I found it. So the mayor of Nagaoka, Japan, will lay flowers at the main memorial event and join a smaller ceremony a day later, co-organized by Japan and the U.S. for the first time. So tomorrow, it looks like.
Okay, so we got that going on. Yeah. All right, so that's that, and I think we'll visit with Congressman Flores today. That'll be coming up in about 45 minutes.
All right. Wegward Inc. in Calvert is a tractor supply company that provides the small-town attention you miss at large dealers. Wegward Inc. offers no-hassle pricing on new tractors and original Massey Ferguson parts for new and older models. Right now, Wegward Inc. has a special year-end closeout pricing on 35 to 100 horsepower tractors. Need a repair on your current tractor? Wegward Inc. provides expert service with original Massey Ferguson parts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Find them online at wegwardinc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
As great as gardening can be, certain aspects are simply hard work. That's why we invest in tools that will make the jobs easier. Tools turn toil into triumph. Pity so often we don't take care of the tools so they'll last as long as possible. Fall is a great time to change all of that. Since you're going to put many of the tools away for the winter, this is a good time to address tool maintenance issues. I'll be back with details right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. If you're trying to protect your investment in tools, let's start with gasoline engines. They need to be run until they're empty. Gasoline deteriorates when it's stored for more than a few weeks. If you have an engine that's going to be idle for a couple of months or longer, drain it carefully when it's cool, or better yet, run it until it shuts down. Disconnect the spark plug wire, then remove and replace the plug. If you're uncomfortable doing any of that, get your equipment in now for repairs rather than waiting until the bustle of spring activities. You want to clean housings of mowers, trimmers, tillers, and other heavy power equipment. Scrape off any caked plant debris. Use a wire brush if necessary to get down to the metal. Check wheels to be sure they're operating properly. If any parts are damaged or missing, place an order now so your equipment will be ready come spring. With the season for major pruning near at hand, have your chainsaw and pruning saws and shears sharpened. You save yourself a lot of hard work, and the cuts you make will be cleaner so the plants will heal more quickly. Oil all of the cutting blades to keep them from rusting or corroding. Scrape hoe and shovel heads with a putty knife to remove all the accumulated clay and debris. Again, use a wire brush for the final cleaning. Sharpen the cutting surfaces with a file and oil all the metal parts to keep them from rusting. Hang the tools in the garage or tool shed to protect them from the humid weather ahead. If you have shovels, rakes, hoes, or other hand tools with broken handles, take this chance to replace them. Good home centers and hardware stores sell all manners and sizes of replacement wood handles, and the task takes only a couple of minutes. You want to bring hoses into the garage if you do not intend to use them over the winter. If you have a hose that you do expect to use periodically, at least disconnect it from the house to prevent freeze damage through the faucet. Surprisingly, those faucets are freeze-proof only so long as you don't leave hoses attached in freezing weather. Bring all hose-end sprinklers indoors before it turns really cold. Many have small orifices that can clog with ice and then break as the ice expands. Along the same line, disconnect pumps from water fountains if they're vulnerable to freezing. You may even want to toss a small block of wood into shallow ponds to absorb the shock of the expanding ice that will protect the masonry side walls of the pond or fountain. That's most important, of course, in the cooler parts of the state. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping the narrow spaces in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:51. Well, Texas A&M quarterback Trevor Knight was named the winner of the 2016 Werfel Trophy during yesterday's National Football Foundation annual awards dinner at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. The Werfel Trophy, known as college football's premier award for community service, is presented annually by the All Sports Association in Fort Walton Beach. Meanwhile, Texas A&M sophomore Christian Kirk was named to the first team of the 2016 All-Southeastern Conference Coaches football team at three positions and led a four-player Aggie contingent on the elite squad, which was released yesterday. The Scottsdale, Arizona native made the All-SEC team at wide receiver, all-purpose, and return specialist after a spectacular second season with the Maroon and White. He was joined on the All-SEC first team by senior offensive tackle Avery Genesee and junior defensive end Miles Garrett, while senior safety Justin Evans was named to the second team. Elsewhere in college football, Baylor has hired Temple coach Matt Rhule to take over the troubled football team. Rhule has won 20 games over the last two seasons at Temple and led them to an AAC title over the weekend. He'll become the first full-time replacement after coach Art Briles was dismissed. Oklahoma has seven first-team selections on the AP All-Big 12 team after winning its 10th league title. Big play receiver and Cameron native Dede Westbrook was selected the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. He finished just ahead of repeat AP first-team quarterback Baker Mayfield, his Oklahoma teammate and fellow Heisman Trophy finalist. Deontay Foreman of Texas joined Westbrook as the only unanimous first-team picks on offense for the All-Big 12 team. In A&M men's basketball, after carding a home victory over Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Monday, the team returns to action tonight when it hosts Denver inside Reed Arena. The matchup with Denver is the middle contest of a three-game homestand for the Aggies, who will also host South Carolina State on Saturday before traveling to Houston, where they'll take on number 20 Arizona inside the Toyota Center on December 17th. Tonight's game with Denver is at 7 p.m., pregame's at 6:30, and you can catch it on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In women's basketball, following a 54-53 loss to SMU on Monday night at Moody Coliseum, the Aggies will return to action tomorrow to take on TCU at 7:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 7:15, and you can catch that one on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M volleyball, Stephanie Eipley, Jasmine Babers, and Caitlin Blake were named to the AVCA All-South Region team. In addition, Holland Hands was voted the South Region Freshman of the Year and also received All-South Region Honorable Mention accolades. Congratulations, ladies. In the NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive tackle Mike Pinnell has received his second four-game suspension of the season for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Pinnell missed the first four games of the season due to the suspension and will miss the Packers' final four games as the team tries to earn an NFL playoff berth. Colts linebacker DeQuell Jackson also received a four-game suspension from the NFL for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. In the NBA,
with only three to shoot, Gasol's going to do something in a hurry. And now it's Leonard on the left three. Kawhi not. That could be the dagger right there. And Kawhi Leonard's got 31.
The San Antonio Spurs remain the league's only unbeaten road team following a 105-91 triumph at Minnesota. Kawhi Leonard poured in 31 points on 11 of shooting after failing to score in the first quarter. Patty Mills added 15 points off the bench as the Spurs improved to 13-0 away from San Antonio, tying the second-best road start to a season. In some sad news, Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam was found dead Monday night in a Boulder, Colorado park less than 2 miles from the stadium where he starred for the Buffaloes. The Boulder County Coroner's Office was still investigating the cause of death of the 42-year-old Salaam, although police say foul play was not suspected. Salaam's mother told USA Today Sports yesterday that police said they suspect suicide. And finally, out on the ice, Sean Monahan scored on a power play in the third period to carry the Calgary Flames past the Dallas Stars 2-1. Kari Lehtinen had 18 saves, while Curtis McKenzie scored an unassisted goal in the first period. The Stars have gone 1-3-1 over their last 5 games. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $13,499. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
Bubba Dixon here. When you're decorating for the holidays this year, make sure you remember to add some holiday cheer to one very important area, your driveway. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we've got a huge selection of nearly 200 shiny new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs to brighten your spot and to lift your spirits this holiday season. Take all the hassle out of holiday shopping at TomLight.com, where you can search and shop in no time at all. And with the most competitive internet pricing around, you can deck out your driveway with all the bells and whistles and still put some jingle back in your pocket. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972 all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas from Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a couple of minutes till the Weather Channel just pulled a Taylor Swift and asked to be excluded from a narrative, one that they never asked to be a part of.
Uh-oh.
See, Breitbart published an article last week that used Weather Channel information to claim global warming isn't real.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, the Weather Channel is not happy about that.
Yes.
In a scathing takedown.
Oh.
Yeah, Kate Parker said Breitbart Breitbart straight by saying, quote, "Here's the thing. Science doesn't care about your opinion. Mm-hmm. Cherry-picking and twisting the facts will not change the future, nor the fact, note, fact, not opinion, that the Earth is warming." Ta-da! That's interesting. A long time ago, way, way back when the Weather Channel started, John Coleman was one of the guys who started it. He was on Good Morning America on ABC, and he left that to help start the Weather Channel. And he did not believe that global warming was a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not there anymore. He's long gone. But again, okay, the Earth's getting warmer. Well, that doesn't mean that we did it, first of all.
Right.
There might be a system bigger than us out there. I know.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not the center crazy. Of the world.
That's right. No, I'm sorry. None of us. No, none
Wait,
of us.
Wait, Chelsea's
as individuals.
Not the center of the world.
Oh. None of us are. Sorry, but you know.
Newsflash. This fine. Just in.
That's right. But it makes Al Gore a lot of money, so yeah, we can keep talking about it. Yeah. We'll just talk about our little world. How's that? Because
okay,
that's what we
I like
care about.
That.
All right.
Yeah.
64 for a high temperature today. Tonight we'll be down to 42. Tomorrow the high is 44. Then you get to put on all your winter gear because we'll have a freeze tomorrow night. And, yeah, think about us tomorrow morning or on Friday morning when we have to come chattering to work in our cold vehicles. No, you're not going to feel sorry for us. All right. 47 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station.